Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application tonight is 11,645. Ryan and Joel Nosia seek variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks, section 115-42B, 115-183C, and 115-185F of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Pintail Drive, approximately 413 feet north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 36958 Pintail Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, part map 12.16, parcel 58. Specifically, they are asking for a 0.5-foot variance for the side yard for the shed, a 3.5-foot variance for the steps, a 3.8-foot variance for the steps, and a 5-foot variance for the front, for the house. We received one letter in support, and it states that, and it is from Gail Dawson, that she bought her home in Swan Keys in 1998, and it was a single wide, and then she put in a modular, and she moved in 2006, and there's never been any issues with variances in the area, and then she is for all for whatever Ryan and Joel need. They have been there since August of 2009, and if you had any questions, she gave her contact information. We received no letters in opposition, and we received no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Tim Willard with Fuquay, Urie and Willard here in Georgetown, and I represent the Nosias. This is Joel and Ryan. They're from actually Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. And as you've heard, they've owned this property from the lady that wrote in support. They bought this in 2009, and in fact, have used it since then. It's their plan actually to sell it. Just to give you a little background, their son just got into the flight school down in Florida, and they're attempting to retire or go down there, move down there. And they'd actually had a contract on the house. Just to give you a little more background, when they bought the house, they had a purchase money mortgage from the seller, and there was no issue of setbacks that came up at that point. When they listed the house this time, the agent, I believe, said, well, you got to get it surveyed because it's an older house and there are problems with Swan Keys. So they got it surveyed, and they realized that the house needed some setbacks. So we're here today asking you to grant the necessary setbacks for this structure that's been there since, I think, 1978, which I don't think grandfathers it. But so we're asking for that relief.
Okay, you want to get them sworn in now if they're going to be speaking?
Yeah.
If you would, please.
I don't know if they're both going to testify, but they'll swear in first.
You want to also name?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Ryan Nosia. The address is 533 Ringgold Street in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, 19460.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
If I could begin, I know you all are very familiar with Swan Keys, and you generally have given relief for Swan Keys. It's interesting for me because I remember in 2000, I represented Swan Keys in reference to an opposition of a variance when I was fresh out of the AG's office. Things have changed, and I think you've all recognized the uniqueness of the lots. Having said that, I'd like to go through your elements just to establish that.
Sure.
This is lot number 10, and it's on Pintail Drive. It is, too, a small lot. That is, it's only 50 feet by 110, and actually to the bulkhead, it's to 80 feet, so it's approximately, 5,500 square feet or 4,000 to the bulkhead. Like I said, the structure was actually built in 1978, and it's our position that we're just asking that the status quo will remain and that would provide reasonable use of the property without strict conformity to your current code. So we think we met that element. It was not created by the applicant. That is the uniqueness of this lot, nor did he draw the Nosias draw the lot lines and make it this small. They didn't put the house on there where it is. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. These variances, for various reasons. One, it's been there for over 40 years. Number two, you've heard from the neighbor who says there's no problem with it. I was going to present a map colored and indicating all the variances that you've granted in this neighborhood for that reason, that some of these marginal ones, you've already found that it doesn't upset the neighborhood, and we don't believe that what we're asking for will either. The number I got to was about 80, I think, over the last 3 decades that you've granted. You can find them pretty much when you do a computer check. And the requested variances are the minimum. We're not asking to change anything that already exists there. And so for all those reasons, we think it's appropriate to grant this relief. And as I filed this after the Nosies contacted me originally, and I always have a little trouble with Swan Keys variance. I think it's 10, 10, 10. That's why we're asking for 3.8 on the one side, on the side with lot number 11, which will get us to 10. On the other side where the shed is 4.5, and I believe that is still a 10-foot setback requirement for the shed. Is that correct, or is it 5?
It is 5, as it is under 600 square feet.
Oh, that's why. So that's why we're just asking for 0.5 there. So yeah, that's correct. 0.5 will get us to the 5 there, and 3.8 will get us to the 10 on the other side. And for the front, we just need 5 to get to the 10. I shouldn't doubt myself. Maybe I should. So that's our application. If I call Mr. Nosey up here?
Sure, please do.
Mr. Nosey, you've heard my representations to the board about your request for a variance. Are they true and correct to the best of your belief?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you have any questions for the Noseys or me.
Mm-hmm. We'll start with Mr. Hudson. Do you have any questions, sir?
Just one. I believe you said that the applicant bought the property in 09. Did you make any improvements or modifications or to the lot?
No.
Okay, so this the survey represents any buildings and accessories as you bought it then in 2009?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
It is, they believe they had it done in July 2nd of this summer, the survey, is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Morgan?
Thank you.
No questions.
Mr. John?
The shed, do you believe the shed's also been there since 78?
To my knowledge, it's been there that long. Yeah, I don't know anything other than that. My neighbor said it was there when she got there.
Okay. And it looks to me like, and I know Mr. Willard indicated that a significant part of the rear property is, I guess, the bulkhead, and then there's like 30 feet from the bulkhead to the rear of the property.
That's correct.
Do you have problems with flooding at all in the rear yard?
No, not really.
Not this week.
once or twice the water has come over the bulkhead, maybe a couple of inches, but it's only maybe a foot or 2 feet, except for Sandy. Sandy obviously, came over and got up into the shed.
But generally speaking, the area behind the bulkhead is water most of the time.
Behind the bulkhead?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. From the bulkhead out the canal, that's always water.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has provided information to us that the property is truly unique. It is in Swan Keys. Also that the property can also not be otherwise developed. Was it created by the applicant since the previous owner did not require a survey when they sold it to the applicant? It's been there at least since 09 as it is, so it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, or since we haven't heard any testimony that it has done in the past. And I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would move that we approve case number 11,645.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills. that we approve case number 11,645. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,645 is approved.
Thank you very much.